From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Maloney, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest-growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. Welcome to Invest Insights. I'm Abby Maloney. I'm joined today by Eric Clarkson, the mayor of the city of Chamblee. Eric, thank you so much for being with me today.
Great. Thank you, Abby. Appreciate being here.
So I think that to say that technology has reshaped us after the experience of the pandemic is probably an understatement. But talk to me a little bit about your transition to an ever more digital world on the personal side before we get into a conversation about how much the city has changed in this new normal we find ourselves in.
Sure. Well, first of all, personally, my house became a corporate office and a school, you know, all in one back in March of 2020. I have two college age daughters and a son that's in high school, and my wife has a corporate job, and they were all, you know, working out of our house, and, you know, and I was doing the same thing. I think going forward, I think that these Zoom calls like we're on here will be much more normal for all of society. I see that happening for myself as well. And it's allowed me to do some other things. There's a men's group that I'm part of that was still able to meet, you know, in the mornings and everybody get together, and we didn't have to slow down on that. So personally, technology, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword. You know, you're able to use it, but then you're never able to kind of get away from it. But I think that the benefits of having this type of opportunity to talk via Zoom or however else, maybe it's FaceTime on a phone, were very advantageous to have, especially during the pandemic.
In the early 2000s, the city set forth a mission to reinvent Chamblee and make it a much more walkable community. In the current economic landscape, how best can the city continue to reinvest in its facilities and its services to continue activating the street level while still maintaining the quality of life for its residents? And how are these efforts towards walkability reflected in the city's budget this year?
Sure. Well, walkability is a very important factor for our city. Chamblee, prior to the late 1900s, or, you know, mid-century to the late 1900s, was an industrial city. And there wasn't a lot of walkability that was built into our infrastructure. In the 1980s, MARTA, which is our transit authority, put in a transit station. And from there, the city in the early 2000s, as you mentioned, started to look about how we could utilize that MARTA station and other assets that we have in the area to create a more walkable community. Back in the year 2000, Chamblee was one of the very first cities to receive what's called a Livable Centers Initiative grant from the Atlanta Regional Commission. And we've really taken that study and some of those implementation dollars and leverage those into continuing to put more and more into trails, sidewalks that connect the neighborhoods and our business and retail centers. So going forward, what we've done is, you know, every year we've come up with a capital improvements budget, and we put a lot of emphasis in the walkability. And actually right now what we're doing is creating a new town center. We're building a new city hall with a city green. And we're working with a private development company that's coming in and putting in what will be a really cool mixed use of office, retail, residential, our municipal complex, all connected to a substantial trail system that will take us into other communities and other parts of our neighborhoods as well.
This year, the city received Moody's AA credit rating. How has the city managed to remain true to the sound financial practices despite the challenges posed over the last year and a half? And how does this AA rating set a solid foundation for the continued success of the city's town center master plan that you alluded to?
Sure, I appreciate you bringing that up. That's probably one of the things we're most proud of here. Chamblee has always been very fiscally conservative, fiscally sound. We weathered through the Great Recession with some challenges like everybody else, but we came out the other side even stronger. And so the first time we had gone to the rating agencies to be rated, we received some of the highest scores you could possibly get. And that's been phenomenal. It's done a couple things for us. One, as I mentioned a minute ago, we're building a new city hall. We were able to go to the bond market and get a super low interest rate. Interest rates are low now anyway, but we got a super rate, low interest rate, part of that in due to our great credit rating. And so also, I'm a big believer that public investment leads to more private investment in your community. And we're seeing that. And with the investment we're putting in with the new City Hall, as I mentioned, with our trails, our, you know, our walkability, putting monies into those, the bond rating really helps us show the private interests and the developers that the Chamblee's a solid city and a good place to invest your money.
Across the Atlanta region, housing prices continue to rise in accordance with the upward trajectory of the local economy. With that in mind, what are some of the steps that the city of Chamblee has taken to, from both a budgetary as well as planning standpoint, to maintain housing affordability in this current economic landscape?
One of the benefits of Chamblee for a long time is where we're located. The Metro Atlanta area is a very desirable area. However, we had some relatively affordable housing prices. As you mentioned, prices are going up everywhere with the success that we've had in the city and reinventing ourselves. Home prices are going up. Some of the bigger things I think we've done to really help with that is simple supply and demand. You know, the market, you know, we are allowing for more densely populated areas than we had in the past. And that's helping to keep down some rental and housing prices. But then also we work with some other not-for-profit organizations like Mercy Housing. We have worked with them in a private-public partnership in two Mercy Housing projects that are coming in right now, both for seniors, but then Mercy Housing just came to us for a third project in our city that is not just for seniors, but for some families as well. So I think it's a broad range of things that we work on. The other thing that we can do too is try to keep, you know, the taxes that we charge for our services as low as we possibly can. And we have always exempted anyone in our city that is 65 years or older from paying any type of city taxes on their property. So those are some of the things that we're doing to try to help folks stay in their homes in our city as it becomes more expensive to live in.
And now that we find ourselves in this new landscape, this new economy, what's next for the city of Chamblee?
So we're just going to keep moving forward. You know, our city motto is a city on the right track. And I think that we have laid the groundwork. I've referred to it sometimes as a 20-year overnight success story. As you mentioned at the onset, we started in the early 2000s. Here we are in 2021. That 20-year vision has really come into focus now. And I think the future only looks brighter. We're going to continue on the same path that we've been on, no pun intended, putting in more paths and trails, making our walkability better. I think you're going to see more folks that are looking to move their offices into Chamblee. We're located right between two of the largest employment centers in the entire Southeast United States with larger mid-rise and high-rise buildings. But we're seeing a lot of folks in the office business wanting to move into our city in more, you know, 5, 10 to 200,000 square foot office space. And I think the pandemic also helped to kind of make us a little bit more desirable in that regard as well, primarily because there's just a lot of companies that employees may be uncomfortable getting in an elevator. They don't want to be in a high-rise building. And then the type of environment that we're building in and around our city is something that younger workers really seem to gravitate towards. So I think you're seeing more of the same. And I also think what you're going to see more growth of in our area is the Class A office space, but at a you know, different look than it was pre-pandemic.
Well, thank you again. That's Eric Clarkson, the mayor of the city of Chamblee. My name is Abby Malone. Eric, thank you again.
You have been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.